Damn, Q. Baby, you did that.
You are now locked in live from the 48205 Red Zone.
You ain't never been on E Block, bitch. You too excited.
Shit.
Damn. Yeah.
Shit, girl.
Yeah, nice get wide
shit. Fuck that shit. I ain't in that bitch, man. Shit.
Perfect. Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
If you're now listening in, I don't know, where are we at? California. I know my niggas in Cali be listening early.
Delaware.
You know, Delaware. Shout out to my niggas in Texas, dog. The ATL. Out in Charlotte, dog. Across the pond in the UK and shit, dog. Out in Indy, obviously, and shit. Yeah, what up, dog?
Sure. What up, dog?
And of course, right here. In the hometown, dog, the 313, the red zone and shit, dog. You already know what it is, man. The livest cloud radio show on the planet. Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show, dog. Got my man, Angry Man, with us in spirit and shit.
Somewhere.
My nigga Monk Money holding it down.
For sure.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205.
Red zone.
You already know what it is, dog. So, let's talk about this real quick, though. We were fucking around at the beginning. These breakfast sandwiches was good as hell.
Yeah.
But what's up with the Burger King's getting closed, though? They said they closed like 26 of them, bitch.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck wrong with that shit?
I don't know, man.
They ain't making no money?
I guess not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, these breakfast sandwiches kicking ass,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, they do. They full throttle.
Right.
But, shit, I don't know, cuz. Like, I don't know, man. They just started slicing them bitches down. Some of them bitches need to be condemned to close, though.
Yeah. Shout out to the one on Gresham and McClellan. That bitch should have been closed.
Been closed, bro.
Yeah, I'm sorry for anybody who actually worked there and shit, but them bitches should have been closed.
Yeah, you done pull up to that bitch and they ain't got no top buns and shit.
GG, what up, though? She talking about skin glowing and shit. You must have got some cutty last night. No, it's the iPhone 13 filter, nigga. So, shit, skin ain't glowing, nigga. Shit look the same. It's a motherfucking filter. I'm out here like these hoes and shit. They got a filter on, though.
Filter on.
But yeah, them niggas say they ain't got no top buns. I'm trying to figure out how that happened.
I don't know, man.
At some point, was they giving the bitches, like, I don't know.
I don't know how could that happen if you're going to go to Burger King and tell you ain't got no top buns. And then...
Just don't have no buns, don't tell me you ain't got the top one.
Just say you ain't got no buns, man. Like, and that's even fucked up, though. That's crazy. Like, how you run out of buns? You Burger King.
So, look, this is what I'm wondering, though. So, they telling niggas that they had no top buns. Was niggas still ordering, though? Like, do you just want the Whopper
with two bottles?
Oh, two bottles. That's got to be the goofiest looking burger ever.
I was hungry, nigga. I got me the two
bottles. Oh, you ordered that bitch with two bottles? Looking like two pieces of egg bread in this bitch. Dog.
Looking like an egg McMuffin and shit. Big ass egg McMuffin.
Hey, that bitch good though.
That bitch was straight.
Damn.
That bitch was straight.
Fucking two bottle buns. They go to hamburger. That shit gotta look retarded, dog.
She was retarded, bro.
What's the most fucked up experience you ever had at a fast food joint, dog?
It wasn't a fast food joint, bro. It was motherfucking Southern Fries, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Oh, yeah, he said that about that shit.
I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. It was Southern Fries, bro. That motherfuckers gave me a whole fucking chicken dinner raw.
He said that bitch raw.
Raw on the inside, nigga. I said, and my man, like, man, my man came to the table, man. He's like, what you want me to do? Fuck you mean what I want you to do? I want you to take this bitch back and
give me another
and
one.
Give me another
do
one.
Do not put this bitch back in the
don't put it in the mouth. I want this one.
Hell no.
This one was contaminated already. Give me a whole new one. He like, man, we just gonna drop that one, man. We can't, that's all we can do for. I'm like, bro, you should be paying for my fucking meal, bro.
Right.
Like, for real, you brought me some raw ass chicken. Like, right. Well, you know, they brought me the shit back out, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I walked out. Fuck them.
Yeah.
Just kept going. Like, I ate the shit and left.
Yeah. Hell no.
Nah. I shouldn't have ate it because he probably gave me the same chicken.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I'm pretty sure. Like, put this shit back in there for that nigga, dog. You a trick. Nigga, you give me raw chicken, nigga. Like, what the fuck?
Duh. I ain't had a real bad experience since back in the day, dog. Remember the McDonald's on Van Dyke and Jefferson used to be so trash, dog.
So
like,
trash.
I think they just let anybody work in that bitch. I think that's what it was. Yeah. But I remember I had a quarter pounder in this bitch, dog. This was in 11th grade, dog. I was in King High School, nigga. 11th grade had a pink ass motherfucker, quarter pounder. So for like for years. Like, how old a nigga were you? Were you in 11th grade? 17, whatever?
Yeah, 17. Yeah.
Nigga, it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I had another quarter pounder, nigga. It took me 15 years to get over that shit, dog.
Man, I love the pink.
Yeah, speaking of which, though. That's what happened Saturday, nigga. I had one of them pink motherfucking quarter pounders. I fucked up on the grill. I was some high shit. Them bitches was black on the outside. Pink on the inside, nigga. I had a Vlad burger, nigga. Motherfucking Vlad the Impaler.
I like them.
Yeah, I only like that shit that pink, nigga. I like it somewhat pink, but mm-hmm. Nigga, not that pink. That bitch was raw. Yeah, that bitch was raw. Anyway, that was it, though, nigga. This motherfucking Burger King shit good as hell, though. What's been good with you, y'all, last couple days?
Man, same old shit, man. All the flow like an ass, stand out the motherfucking way, man. Wicking.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out when the nigga can get a haircut because the nigga's working so much. Right. I can't even book the goddamn haircut. And my son, he don't never want a haircut. He's like, Dad, when we gonna get haircuts, man?
Yo, you know it's been a minute. When niggas start asking, he don't even want that motherfucker for real.
He don't even want that motherfucker. Yeah. Like, when we gonna get haircuts, man? Like,
so, damn, you ain't had time to watch shit on TV. Huh?
Oh, I watched some shit last night.
What you watch?
I watched this motherfucking shit called Sisu.
Sisu, what the fuck is up?
Man, this nigga never said no words until the end of the movie, but he wrecked. He wrecked shit, bro.
Yeah. I mean, what kind of shit is this?
It's like this dude was like a badass. And he just, the army couldn't contain him. But
oh, okay.
They sent him on missions and shit here and there, you know what I'm saying? But they can't contain him.
And the army couldn't contain him.
Yeah, the army couldn't contain him. So he's mining now. He's a miner. He found all his fucking gold, dog, in the middle of a war.
Yeah.
In the middle of a war, nigga, then fucking some Nazi motherfuckers ran past.
Oh, it was back in that day.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they try to, you know, they get it. Man, he fucking shit up, bro. Like,
yeah.
Like, this nigga, like, refused to die, bro. He's supposed to be dead, like, 4 times in the movie.
Yeah.
But this nigga didn't die, bro. This nigga, I like, this nigga, fuck.
Yo, how crazy is that, though? To, like, be overseas fighting in the war and find some fucking gold or some shit. That's crazy. I'm pretty sure that shit happened, though.
They tried to bring that shit back, though.
Yeah, because they didn't show some shit like that in a couple movies, though. Mm-hmm. I think that shit probably happened for real, though.
For sure.
I'm still like, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out
how to get it. At least get back home.
Taking me some motherfucking Deutschmarks or whatever that shit is over in Germany.
Whatever.
Stealing that shit, dog.
Whatever it is.
Matter of fact, dog, who got the plug on the Camp Lejeune shit, dog? I swear I had some water from Camp Lejeune, nigga. I need that settlement money.
Camp Lejeune.
I keep getting all these goddamn
emails
and shit. Hell yeah. What about Lido and shit? What up, though? Son of Liberty checking in. Yeah, so that was it, though. That's the only thing you watched and shit.
No, I watched some shit. Said How to Get Away with How to Catch a Murderer.
Oh, you talking a TV show?
No, it was a movie. Yeah,
oh shit,
it was pretty shit. Deep. Yeah. And I watched Mario Brothers, dog. That shit
was good.
She was good, bro.
Dog, you goofy as hell.
I watched all that shit yesterday.
Yeah.
As I was cooking shit.
Hell no. You talking about you not a vet, don't take their money. I ain't taking their money. I'm just talking shit, dog. Anyway, I had seen, dog, you know what? Oh, shit. Speaking of, like, the war and the army and vets and shit. I watched Two Guns, dog. Remember that shit with Denzel and Mark Wahlberg. I had never seen that shit, right? That shit like 30 years old and shit, right? So I watched that shit the other day. And I'm just thinking, dog, watching that shit, you know, Mark Wahlberg was from the Navy or Air Force, one of the motherfucking army niggas and shit. And, you know, dog was from the Feds or whatever. But then I'm just, I'm watching this movie and I'm looking at how all of the government agencies double-crossing each other. You know, CIA fucking over everybody. The armed forces fucking over everybody. And the feds fucking over everybody. Amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, dog, you start thinking about shit like that. You just figure, how the fuck can a nigga ever get a fair shake? These niggas fucking each other.
So, what the fuck about you?
Nigga, we ain't gonna never get a fair shake.
Fuck about you,
man. Dog, that shit crazy when you really think about it, though. The judicial system fucked up. These niggas jumping over each other.
It is fucked up. It's hard to say. Just like it is.
Yeah,
jiu-jitsu system fucked up.
Dog, it's crazy. Like, they was double-crossing each other, nigga. So, a motherfucker trapped in the system, nigga. You really lost. You really lost, dog. That's fucked up. Anyway, dog. I was watching that shit, though. That shit was pretty good, actually, though. But, what was awkward to me, though, was, old girl, the little love interest and shit. I don't know. The little love scenes with Denzel was awkward with her. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe she awkward. Because Sanaa Lathan pulled it off and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she did.
But Sanaa Lathan, though, shit.
She can pull was fucking.
Yeah. Right. That's a whole other thing. Shit.
One of your mind.
Right. Oh, girl, just, I don't know. She a little awkward and shit, though. Speaking of her, though, Robin Thicke and shit, right, was on, you know, her ex-nigga and shit. Mm-hmm. He was on Drink Champs. Mm-hmm. Oddly enough, one of the best episodes I ever seen, nigga.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the nigga, dog, he got so many stories. Like, this nigga, like, really grew up as a rock star, though. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. Like, yeah, that shit was kind of crazy, though. So if you ain't checked it out, check out Drink Champs last episode with Robin Thicke, dog. That shit was kind of good. Shit, I think that's about it, dog. I guess we can get to the for real topic and shit, because we gonna be on time today. So we talking about what happened to Versus. You mean like Versus? I don't know. JD and Diddy, right? Supposed to be having the Versus in September. September, some shit like that. I don't know. But who would you pick in that shit, though? I mean, I must say Diddy, probably.
I'm gonna say Diddy too, cause he's maybe. No Biggie. He had Biggie. Yeah. I ain't gonna knock none of the artists JD had and none of the shit he did, but you know what I'm saying? But shit, he had Biggie.
Yeah, that nigga had Mariah Carey.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
That nigga had Janet Jackson.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It's a lot of shit though.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you say JD, you don't want to just think Criss Cross and shit. The brand,
Bow Wow,
it's all that other shit. Motherfucker, them singing ass niggas.
No,
that's bad. That's Diddy. Them, you know them niggas I'm talking about. Yeah,
Jagged Edge.
Yes, Jagged Edge. Nigga. All they songs sound the same. They was rocking though. Yeah. Let's Get Married sound like every other song. Yeah, shit, like a remix. Mm-hmm. It's all good though. I fuck with it though. But yeah, that should be interesting shit though.
It should be.
Yeah, I wonder what's all this shit going. All this gay P Diddy shit though, right? You been seeing all that shit though?
Man, what you mean seeing? It's been her for years, bro.
But like, it's like now it's just like, I don't know. Like,
man, it's been her for years, bro. Like, what? Yeah. My man Exhibit in fucking Superhead really exposed him.
Exhibit? I ain't even know about that shit.
He took it to a gay bar and shit. He ain't know where the fuck he was at.
Damn. Diddy out here, Diddy bopping for real. Hell no. Nah. Anyway, alright, so let's get the. To today's topic, though. We
talk, that nigga say he Diddy bopping.
Diddy bopping.
For real,
Diddy bopping, dog.
That hit me late.
It did, though. I see it took a little while. It took a little while to get to you and shit, dog. All right, so, man, look. We got to talk about this shit, bro. My nigga Bo checking in. What up, though? Yeah, we got a link soon, dog. Probably we going to try to do this distillery soon and shit, dog. Probably next week, because I think the weather will be straight. You hand me this bitch when I'm getting ready to talk, dog.
Well, you always talking.
Yeah, but I'm about to say the important shit. Mm-hmm. Damn, I can't even hit that motherfucker, dog. Just breathe that shit in. Yeah, hold on to that bitch for a minute, dog. God damn. Get that motherfucker away from me, dog.
Shit, even hit it.
Nah, the motherfucker smoked with it. All right, dog. So let's talk about this. Crazy shit in the D, man. Crime in the D is what we call it and shit, of course. Now, we just talked about, like, a bunch of foolishness the other day. Seemed like we're talking about foolishness every day, but let's talk about this, dog. So, Samuel Anthony McCray, right? 27 years old. He's a young dude and shit still. Ain't even made it to 30 yet. Whatever happened, he in the gas station. It must be around 3 in the morning. And I guess he go to pay for some shit. His car get declined. He try to leave that motherfucker, right? So, I guess dog don't want to get his shit stole. So he tell my man's like, you gotta pay for that shit or I ain't letting you out type shit, right? So he locked the door. Dog say, I'ma shoot everybody in this bitch if you don't let me out the door. Now I think this is where the shit went wrong. I know it's a business nigga, but we talking about $4. And I don't know if the nigga talking shit or not. But if he say he gonna kill everybody in there, I'm not gonna lock nigga in for the sake of my other customers. I'm just not gonna lock him in. But anyway.
But not only just lock him in.
He didn't unlock him.
He locked the customers in.
Right, like everybody in. So he ended up shooting 3 motherfuckers. One of them died. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think he was like 30 something. He got mm-hmm. one of the dudes in there got shot was like 60. Mm-hmm. Like nigga. I'm just in here trying to get a pack of gum, nigga. Like I don't know what's going on. Right. He shoot these niggas and then he busts up. So they found him. Actually, he turned himself in, I think. Or one of the two. No, I think they found him. Now He getting charged with first degree murder, 2 counts of assault with intent to murder, and 3 counts of felony firearm, and felon in possession of a firearm. So That last one means felon in possession of a firearm. That means, nigga, you already a felon. You ain't got this shit together yet. That means you done already been to jail for something.
Prison.
Prison. 27 years old, dog. Where do we even begin with that shit, dog? I'ma start with this. I think that the gas station attendant a whole ass nigga for locking that motherfucker in there.
First of all, he need to be held up on some charges also.
For sure, because it's his fault.
Yeah, because first of all, it was $4.
Your company, I don't give a fuck if it was $1 million. Like,
your company is not about to go down for fucking $4. Yeah. So, with that being said, when my man said that shit, you locked me in. Mm-hmm. And everybody else that's in the store.
Knowing you behind the glass is safe. You safe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that he should get charged with some negligence or something because he didn't give a fuck.
Duh, obviously.
Because he's straight. Everybody else got shot, like he said.
Yeah.
He said, I'm going to shoot this bitch up.
Yeah.
And he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And this nigga behind the glass and watching everybody get shot.
Duh, right.
He probably got a fucking weapon behind there, too. 9 times out of 10, he had a gun.
You mad as hell now.
Yeah, because 9 times out of 10, he had a gun because he could probably could have stopped that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he didn't. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm not taking anything away from the little idiot.
He's a retard.
He definitely is a retard.
Yeah.
But I'm saying though, that motherfucking dude that was in the gas station, he need to get booked, bro.
Yeah, like, for sure.
Because he put lives in danger.
Yeah.
Because you locked the door.
Yeah.
Who is not unlock this motherfucker?
Right.
You'll see this motherfucker again.
No, of course. You probably see this nigga all the time.
You probably know exactly who he is.
So, like, I get it. That's your procedure. You lock the door and shit, right? But then once dog got to talking crazy, not that he go shoot you, but he go shoot niggas in the store.
Yeah.
At this point, dog, you got to make a better decision.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to allow my fucking customers to get shot.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to play security and shit, dog. That's just... I
know you're protective over your shit, you know what I mean? You're supposed to be.
So is this about to be a race thing? Is this about to be a race thing? Because I feel like...
I want to make it.
You want to make it?
I want to make
it. You want to make it?
I want to make it one because that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Because if there was air, he would have came around that bitch bussing.
Or he definitely wouldn't have... He wouldn't have locked the door.
Yeah. If there was Arab, he wouldn't have fucking did that shit. I saw a motherfucking Arab dude driving a fucking pickup truck and an old man and a young Arab dude out there fighting.
Yeah.
They just fighting. They fighting.
It's a scrap.
They're scrapping.
Yeah.
He cuz out to stop the whole 6 mile, put the semi in the middle of 6 mile. You need help, brother. Brother. You okay, brother? Brother. What the fuck? But if and in that situation, he didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because they were black, bro.
Dude.
That's obvious.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
I mean, I ain't wanna make it that.
But... fuck that. It's that.
Yeah, it's that.
It's that. Because if it was somebody else his race, he was hitting that corner with that bitch dumping.
Yeah. Or at the very least, he wasn't go lock the motherfuckers in.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Because that situation would have never happened.
Yeah, that's the whole thing though. Is like I would never put... It's not that serious. Like, at some point, you got to really think about the people who in there. And whether he was talking shit or not, I'm not playing that game.
Yeah.
If dog say he go shoot everybody in that bitch, I don't want nobody in my establishment to die, dog.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Especially knowing that if he do get to shooting, I'm not going to get shot. Like, so I can't make that decision for everybody else. Mm-hmm. I'm behind the glass.
Yeah.
If he say he go start shooting, I'm going to believe. Mm-hmm. Go get the fuck up out of here, dog.
Yeah.
I'll see you again. Yeah. Or, you know, talk shit. Don't come back about shit no more. You know, whatever. Whatever you got to say. But don't lock me in here. Don't lock me in here when I'm just a fucking patron.
He need to get charged with something. The same shit they tried to charge Joe Clark for locking the school locks and the motherfucking movie.
Yeah.
He need to get some of that shit too, bro.
He need all that
he
shit.
He need the hell yeah, because that's some bullshit. You put lives in danger, bro.
Yeah.
You locking doors and shit. What if some fire break out?
Yeah, anything.
Anything. Right. What if a mass shooting break out?
Right. Stuck what the in that fuck? Motherfucker. Exactly. Dog, but that the situation though, and I think they say it was like 3 a.m. or some shit like that. I'm that's a situation, my nigga. Cause I think at that point it was gonna go left because if I'm in there, you know what I'm saying, I'm waiting on my shit. So first of all, let me say this: one of the niggas was saying like before he started shooting, like, dog, we ain't got nothing to do with this, bro. Like, you know, relax. Let us out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they talking to dog before he pulled the gun out and shit. So he said one of the niggas was like, he ain't gonna shoot nobody. And maybe that's what triggered the nigga to make him shoot people and shit. I don't know. But whatever the case is, like, you know, I don't want niggas to be out here being brave or motherfucking the nigga off taking and shit. But at some point, somebody might have to rush this nigga or something. Like, I don't know. But all I know is that if I was in that motherfucker, I'm blowing dog shit. As soon as he said that whole shit, like, I think I'm about to shoot that nigga, dog. I don't know if he was talking shit or not, but like, I'm not about to die here knowing that this nigga got the dough lock.
Yeah.
Because once the dough lock, this nigga started shooting, we in trouble.
Because
like, who gonna stop this nigga from shooting? So I was, shit. And see, that's why. Shit, man. First of all,
and them niggas,
I ain't going to the gas station at 3 in the morning no way. The day is over, my nigga. The day is over. For sure, I'm blowing dog shit in there. As soon as he said he's shooting everybody, I'll be like, cuz, relax. That nigga fuck. Bop, bop. Bop. Hell yeah.
Catch these hot ones, boy.
Hell yeah. I'm going home.
I'm going home. And you about to Randy Moss. You about to catch these bitches. I'm about to catch everyone I sent at your ass.
That nigga said Randy Moss. So you about to catch these bitches.
You about to catch these bitches because I'm not playing, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm going home, like you said, bro. Like, yeah. I mean,
celebrity, don't get it twisted, my nigga. Like, stop.
What are you saying?
He talking about that crazy son of a bitch shot people for no reason. And you talking shit about the store. Yes.
Yeah.
I can talk shit about both.
Yeah. And what I told fuck? You. And yeah. I told you I from the beginning, I ain't taking credit from the little idiot.
No, he's a
retard.
Hell yeah.
But my thing is, 27 though.
27 years old, already a felon, nigga.
Yeah.
Like, he already ain't got no fucking sense. Like, yeah, we know he a problem.
Yeah.
He a motherfucking nuisance.
And the motherfucking store clerk escalated the whole fucking situation, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck you mean? Yeah. That motherfucker is retarded. Yeah. I'm not taking nothing away from that little devil. Because that nigga don't have no sense of remorse or shit.
Yeah, and please don't. That's the thing. Now, it's different. Innocent motherfuckers got, one innocent person got killed, 3 innocent people got shot, you know what I'm saying? So, there is some negligence on the fucking store clerk, fucking position. I don't give a fuck how you look at that shit. That's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, there's some negligence there.
Definitely.
I'm not locking a hostile motherfucker in here with other people.
Yeah.
Like, if it's just me and him and I lock the motherfucker in there, then that's different.
Yeah.
But I'm locking him in with other people, that's fucking retarded.
And I'm protected behind bulletproof glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This motherfucker. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I'm just letting him go on that shit because he.
Yeah, I'm letting him go.
I understand what he's doing, you know what I'm saying? What he's saying, but I ain't taking nothing away from that motherfucking little retard.
Hell no. He fucking retarded.
He retarded, bro. Like,
the fact that. The fact that. The fact that. He had $4 on that motherfucker.
Right. That too.
He knew that shit.
And then the dude that was talking to him, like, bro, we ain't got nothing to do with us. Let us out. You know what I'm saying? He telling him, like, bro, and you just. Fuck, you have no remorse, bro, over human life, bro. You have no, you give a fucks. He have no give a fucks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because he didn't give a fuck because he let that bitch off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was fucking, man, that's the guy to be.
Yeah.
Man, that nigga dumb, bro.
That's fucked up,
man. That nigga dumb. That's all I can say, bro.
Right. No, he fucked up, but then, like, I'm still not letting him fucking store clerk off, though.
No, hell no.
So like, I don't know, dog. Maybe it's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong, but I just feel like you got to make better decisions. Like, even if legally, like, because I don't know, maybe, like Son of Liberty said, maybe it ain't nothing other than a fire violation and shit, right? I don't know legally, because I don't know the law, nigga. But I just know in real life, if I got a business and a motherfucker threatening to kill everybody, I'm behind glass where I'm secure, I'm not going to lock the killer in with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That shit just... I don't know if it's something illegal, but it's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing that shit.
Yeah, that's some assault shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I'm back here behind my glass where I can't get shot. You out there with 4 of my customers and shit talking about you go shoot everybody in there. And I'm just like, shit, basically we'll go ahead and do it. And then you do it. Like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Because like in real life, if it wasn't no problem, why he ain't keep the door locked?
Mm-hmm.
Why he unlock and let him out? Mm-hmm. She should have kept the motherfucker locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
And waited for the fucking police.
Yeah. Say morally, I agree with you, but we operate on laws. Laws ain't gonna save the motherfucker who died. No. And one of the niggas who got shot was fucking 60. This is a 60-year-old man. I don't know what the fuck he was doing at the
3 o'clock in the
at
morning.
The gas station at 3. But whatever the case, he was trying to get home to Martha. Yeah. Motherfucking Rosemary, whatever old-ass name is.
Or get home and smoke his rock, whatever the case may be.
Whatever. He just tried. This nigga said smoke his rock. God damn.
Like, whatever.
Whatever he tried to get home to do.
Whatever he tried to get home to do, yeah. Bro. He should have made it without getting shot.
For sure. So do you think that anything gonna come of it as far as charges for the store clerk?
Probably not.
You don't think so?
You got enough money.
Right. And dog just throwing his motherfucking life away. Yeah, 27 years old, dog.
He has,
what do you think?
He's about to spend the rest of his life in that bitch.
If he don't, I mean, well, it's murder. Yeah, he's gonna spend it.
Yeah, he's gonna spend the rest of life. Any
already a fella with a gun, yeah, that's a wrap. What make a nigga throw your life away at that age?
For nothing.
For nothing, dog. Like, literally for nothing.
$4. You throw away like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's no rational thought was going through his head.
Not
it
at
couldn't
all.
Have been.
Not
it
at
couldn't
all.
Have been. And I don't think he ever had any rational thoughts because he did that shit like cold-blooded.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it, nigga. I don't care what happened. Nigga, I'm letting everybody. I'm going to fuck who die. That's crazy.
That's crazy as fuck, that's dog. Crazy. What do you do with that shit?
What can you do?
I don't know. And then, I ain't want to say that shit, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah.
That nigga mama somewhere talking about he ain't that type of kid and shit.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
Oh, that's some bullshit. This nigga crazy.
This nigga crazy as fuck.
27 years old, dog. At 27 years old, I did some goofy shit. But I never thought about killing niggas in the
taking
gas station
life.
Because...
Man.
Because this nigga won't let me out the gas station. Yeah. I never thought of that. I mean, if I'm mad as fuck, I'm a threaten that nigga. I'm a threaten the clerk. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna shoot niggas standing around in the gas station.
Random.
That's like a mass shooting almost.
Honestly, if you really
look at it, niggas ain't got nothing to do with nothing. If you that upset, threaten the clerk, dog.
And he ain't get nothing happen to him.
Right. So, like, what was your whole purpose? Like, so.
You mad? First of all, nigga mad because he broke.
Right. You're right. I understand that part. I've been mad because I was broke before.
I have too, but I ain't took it out on nobody.
Exactly.
Only thing I took it on was that time clock. That's why I took that shit out. Like, man, I got to get stay in this bitch. I can't leave this hoe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They took it out on the time clock.
I took that shit out on the time clock because shit, ain't no point. Ain't no point in getting... upset because you fucked up. You know what I'm saying? You gotta get out that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? Shit don't last for long, though. You know what I'm saying? Man. This too shall pass, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I just don't think it was that important to lock the door, though.
I don't think it was either.
$4.
On both ends.
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't want to make it seem like I'm applying more pressure to the store clerk. I just want to make sure that people understand that you're not absent from the cause of this shit, though. And, like, even though it might not be nothing illegal, I'm pretty sure that those families have some kind of legal suit that they can, something that they can they can file.
And ain't shit.
It's just a fucked up situation.
He said, why shoot at a gun? Ain't shit. To get a gun, nigga. Let's get a gun, walk outside. Anybody got a piece for sale?
You know what? You know what, Southern Liberty? That is a question for the ages, dog. There are so many niggas in my community that have guns that should not.
Should not.
Ja Morant, one of the niggas that should have a gun. But I'm just saying, like, I don't know.
I think he should have a gun.
New Ja Morant?
Yeah. But I don't think he should brandish it every chance he gets.
Right. He's just a goofy ass nigga. But then that goes to prove that he shouldn't have it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Anyway, we ain't gonna talk about that nigga, though. Son Larry said locking the door over $4. He was looking for trouble. I agree. Just saying the other dude actually killed people. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
We saying that too. He
that shit could have went so left
for nothing. For nothing. They did nothing to that man.
Nothing. Left the house that night, that morning, whatever. And
leaving
shit.
The club or whatever.
Leaving the club, whatever they doing, right? Trying to stop,
trying
and
to
grab
get,
something, right?
Trying
quick.
To grab a rock. Whatever the fuck it was.
That nigga said trying to grab a rock.
Cause I don't understand.
Quit making niggas smoke crack, man.
Man, I don't understand why the 60-year-old nigga was out at 3 o'clock in the morning, so.
Yeah, if I'm out at 60, I'm on my way home.
No, I'm in the house.
I'm saying if I'm out, I'm on my way home. Man, I'm not at the gas station.
I'm 60, I'm sleep. 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm asleep.
I'm 43, I'm asleep. Yeah. Fuck you mean? I'm 43, I'm asleep right now. Fuck you mean? Dog, that shit wild as hell, dog. I mean, just the fact that, and look, this is for us, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because we have to have these conversations with each other. This is niggas throwing their life away at such an early age for nothing. Like, exactly what, though?
$4.
Like, you a felon already, so obviously you done already did some goofy shit. The prison system didn't rehab you because you still out here with a pistol at 3 in the morning. Like, dog, in real life, after you done did some time, you need to stay out of situations where you need a pistol.
Yeah.
Like, if I spent that much time in prison at that early age, like, whatever amount of time it was, because obviously he a felon. So he spent some kind of time in jail, or prison rather, at this early age. Like, you should be doing some other shit.
And we not knocking to, because there's some dudes that come out that bitch and they get it together.
I allow niggas to fuck up, because everybody fuck up. I allow that, nigga. But when you didn't fucked up to the point where you already a fella in your 20s, then you should have learned like some shit. And if you are, and let me say this. If you are in a position where you got out of prison and you back in the same element, because that happens sometimes. Sometimes you can't get out of element as soon as you get out. I get it and shit. If you feel like you're still in a space where you need a pistol, hey, you know what? Hey, protect yourself. I'm not going to get into all of that shit, right? But at the end of the day, though, you should know better than to do some shit that's definitely going to put you back in that motherfucker. So if I'm out here with a pistol to keep a nigga off me, that's different. But if I'm out here killing niggas at the gas station because they won't let me out, that motherfucker, then you goofy. Something wrong. Something wrong mentally, bro.
Definitely.
I mean, just throwing a fucking life away. Like, some of you
they
niggas
have no remorse over life, not even their own, bro.
Some of you niggas is just scary to me. Like, I don't understand. And you are feeding into the narrative of America, of what black people are in America. You are feeding into that shit. Mm-hmm. Is it the music, bro? Let's talk about that real quick.
No.
It's the music. Because niggas keep saying.
No, it's the. Is it the niggas music, rapping bro? About their environment.
Yeah.
If they didn't have that fucking environment where all that shit happened, then nigga, they probably couldn't rap about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of them niggas rapping about some shit they didn't solve, like this situation.
Like this shit, right?
You know what I'm saying? Like this situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And niggas rap about it. Yeah. You know, they rap about the situation, the stories that they going on in their life. Some of them fabricate the shit a lot.
Yeah.
But shit, it's just what they see in the environment. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if that environment didn't exist,
then you wouldn't have nothing to rap about.
Then you wouldn't have nothing to rap about. We'd be listening to some positive rap. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? We'd be listening to something totally different.
Yeah.
But, and that's the media glorifying the bullshit that make bullshit.
Yeah.
And that's just what it is.
They
glorify that bullshit. Like, we don't hear no positive rap. Like, I like them niggas that was in that little cypher and they was screaming and hollering at each other and shit, and they was rapping and shit, and nigga with the hot top fade. That shit was sweet. But you don't hear nothing else about
that. That shit was sweet. That shit was cold.
Yeah, and he wasn't talking about no killing and shooting them up, bang shit. So that's why I didn't go far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we ain't talking about killing each other. So if you can put a song about talking about killing each other and Pookie and Ray Ray, I wipe Pookie nose and I hit him with the Draco with the monkey nuts.
Right, right. smoking on Pookie.
Right. Like, I mean, shit,
man.
I mean, you hear that shit, you know, you see that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, we see that shit every day, and it's an environment we live in, and it's the environment they forced us to live in.
Do you think that? Cause we talked a little bit about this yesterday on another show. Do you think that more black ownership of some of these establishments would help out with some of these? Why you laugh, nigga? Why you laugh? I'm asking a question. Why you laugh?
Finish the question.
That was it, dog. Do you think that more black ownership would solve some of these, some of these issues? Like, for instance, if that was a black owner at the gas station, I'm guessing, possibly, that he would have took the threat seriously and maybe not have locked the dude in and shit. So, like, would black ownership of some of these businesses change some of the outcomes? You laughed at me, though. That's fucked up.
Because it's funny, though, because I'm going to tell you why it's funny to me.
Uh-huh.
Because, first of all, we need some support from one another to have some successful shit going on in the first place.
Yeah.
And us supporting each other is as far out my reach of eyesight right about now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see that shit happening. You know what I mean? Like, we're the only fucking race in history that don't support one another on anything.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, I don't see that black ownership. Yeah, I think, yeah, it would have. Yeah. It would have.
And I say that because of how they, all right, and maybe the times are different. But I'm saying it's like how things used to be. Mm-hmm. And Son of Liberty said, what does black ownership have to do with something like this? And he said, that's a leap. Show me the evidence behind that. So this is the thing. I think it helps because it's two things. Maybe not specifically, right? But it's two things because when you have black ownership and it's a black owned establishment, sometimes the treatment of patrons is a little bit different. That's one thing. All right, so that's why I say I don't think that they would have locked dog in that motherfucker for the $4 and shit, right? But also, too, when you got more business ownership or more black prosperity in a certain area, then people have something to look forward to. Like, you have an opportunity to see something that, you know what, I can aspire to be that. Like, if you live in a neighborhood where all of the businesses are owned by everybody except you, you start feeling like you go always be a consumer the rest of your life and everybody's shitting on you. Now, that's just a perception. Like, granted, that is just a perception, but shit, perception is 90% of what you believe to be true. So that's why I said I think it would help.
And in that situation, and if there was some unity and there was some shit going on, somebody would have gave him that $4. You know what I'm saying? In the store. It was four motherfuckers in the store.
I think for sure I would have probably did that shit.
Yeah, like, I got to de-escalate $4. That shit. Yeah, I paid the $4, cuz. Mm-hmm. Don't really relax. You know what I'm saying? Like, but, just because we are who we are as a people, none of that shit happened. Yeah. None of that shit happened. Because that's only in a perfect world for me. Because
it's not anecdotal evidence, Son of Liberty. It happened when we had prospering black communities. It's historical evidence.
That's why they blew them up.
Yeah. That's
why they got, what's that motherfucking park in the middle of New York?
Oh, yeah, Central Park.
That's why they got Central Park, because of that kind of shit happen.
Yeah.
They glorify the bullshit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And they want us to see the bullshit. And they fucking feed off us seeing the bullshit, and then they say, it's the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the music. But they steady pushing that shit
anecdotal
out.
Anecdotal evidence. Anecdotal evidence is what the Bible is.
Ooh. What you say?
Ooh. I'm not gonna say that again. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say that again. Yeah. That's what it is, though.
Yeah.
But anyway, go ahead. What was you saying? We eat this last piece of this.
Goddamn.
Sandwich.
But goddamn. But I ain't gonna even get on that with cuz and shit, because that shit is neither here nor there.
Right.
But that shit right here, the situation is all fucked up. No matter who point you look at it, who fingered who did this and who did that.
Yeah, dog is the blame. He the killer. Like, of course he is the blame.
Yeah, definitely the blame.
Yeah.
But that store clerk, I don't care what nobody say, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That nigga need to get some kind of charges.
Yeah.
Because that shit was fucked up.
Yeah.
Because if it was anybody else that he knew, you know what I'm saying? His cousins, his brothers.
Yeah.
He coming around that bitch thanking that thing.
Yeah.
And I know he had one back there.
Right, I'm pretty sure.
They all have one. It's 3 o'clock in the morning in the gas station. I know he had a strap.
Yeah.
But he just let that shit go down. Closed them people up in that box and let them kill each other like some motherfucking Squid Game shit.
Yeah.
And that shit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though it was a psycho in the motherfucking building.
Uh-huh.
It was definitely a psycho in that motherfucking building.
Yeah, for sure.
But that store clerk should have recognized him when he said that shit.
Yeah.
And opened that fucking door.
Fucking door. Right. Yeah. Instead of after the fact, after motherfuckers got shot and killed and shit.
Yeah, niggas dead now.
Yeah. All right, Son of Liberty, you win, dog. It's the literal definition. We'll let you have it up.
Yeah.
Because answering that question, you being right or me being wrong and shit, not gonna fix our problem, dog. Hey, look, I'm gonna ask you one money. How do we fix that, motherfucker?
Fix what?
How do we fix this? Dog, Son of Liberty, you won, my dog. I don't wanna look it up. You are right. Jesus. You are right, white man. is wrong. Damn. Can we move on? You're right, dog. I don't feel like looking it up. Obviously, you know the answer. We got the same motherfucking education and shit. I didn't use mine.
So, this is my answer for that. Do like he doing.
What's that?
He pushing his point.
Yeah.
And he been pushing his point this whole fucking show. Ain't nobody else on here of color pushing their point. You feel me? This is what we don't do. We see all this bullshit happening. We push the point for 30 minutes, then we done with it.
Yeah.
He pressured his point this whole motherfucking hour.
Right.
That's what I want to see. That's
from us.
And that's what would have the situation.
Yeah.
Pressuring the point.
Yeah.
Because we see this shit. Everybody know it's wrong. Yeah. Everybody see it.
Yeah.
And we just steady fucking over each other while they fucking over us at the same time. Like, niggas getting fucked for so different, many different angles. Nigga, at some point, nigga, you put motherfuckers in locked doors and this shit like this happened.
Yeah.
And that's fucked up.
And that's just proving the point. Like, we fucking animals and shit up. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up. I don't know what to do with that shit, bro. Yeah, I don't know what to do with that shit for real.
What can we do, shit, bro? All we can do is ride this bitch out. Like Bo said, get your 10%. You know what I'm saying? Ride this bitch out, because you don't even know what to expect from the next man that look like you. You know?
That is for sure, dog. This the realest shit that he said.
What'd he say?
He said, you got that right. Accuracy doesn't always win. Repetition does. That is so motherfucking true. That's the truest shit. No more locked doors. It's too early. It's too soon. It's too soon, my dog. It's too soon for that one, dog. Shit was kind of funny, though, dog. I'm sorry. I didn't even really mean to laugh. Dog, that ain't funny. Nigga lost his life, bro.
I'm cold for that.
Yeah, a little too soon. It was funny, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. But yeah, repetition, though. It's true.
It's
true. You getting told the same thing over and over. You start believing it. It's true.
Yeah. And my thing is, like you said, he pressing his point, bro, and he's no matter what you say, he's still gonna put out some motherfucking. Hey, look, nigga, this still facts of this.
Right.
Look at this.
Yeah,
nigga, you don't like this? Look at this. You won't say this, but look at this. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that.
Yeah,
we don't do that as a people, as a culture, as a shit. Only thing we do that shit for is Gucci and Louis and fashion and chains. The niggas want to be back in chains and slavery, so Gary, they gotta get these big ass dumb ass chains and shit on them with stupid shit on them, and that shit just dumb.
Yeah.
That shit just dumb, bro.
Damn, he make it seem so bleak. Damn, no, bro. There's no optimism in the black community.
No, bro.
Look at the time, dog. It's 11 o'clock. But that shit just, rest in peace to dog who passed away. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the families who had to experience that. It's just fucking crazy. And the family of my mans who did this shit, though. My nigga Gibson checking in. What up, though, Gibson? What's dog name again? Samuel Anthony McCray. 27 years old, bro. First degree murder on one. Attempted murder on two. Felon with a firearm. It's a wrap for dog.
Samuel.
It's a wrap for dog, man. And for his family, that's like, I mean, y'all went wrong somewhere. Somebody went wrong somewhere.
Somebody.
I mean, and then don't get me wrong, he not a fucking kid. These are all decisions he made on his own.
Well, his upbringing is racist.
But something happened.
Something happened.
For a motherfucker to think that it's cool to throw your life away. And there's so many of us, when I say us, I mean black folks, there's so many of us who live this life.
Yeah.
Or what they presume to be life, because throwing your life away in your 20s is just not life, bro. I just, that shit, yeah. I don't know, nigga. I don't want to talk about that shit no more.
It's crazy.
It's time to get out of here.
It's crazy, the whole situation.
Yeah, that shit dumb as hell. Anyway, dog, we gonna go around the block one last time. If you got a last minute comment, go ahead and throw it into the comment box, dog. It's Wednesday, so don't forget, check out my homies, Mr. Oh Yeah and DJ Cuts on the ones and twos down at Flood's Bar and Grill tonight. Wednesdays is Wednesday Night Live, so make sure you pull up on them, dog. I think they might be back to doing karaoke, too. The outside is open, so it's always dope. Food is good at Floods for sure. For sure. So make sure you pull up on my guys from 6 until 2 tonight. Floods Bar and Grill. Shout out to Mr. Oh Yeah. DJ Cuts on the ones and twos, dog. Monk Money, dog. Mm. What you want to leave the people with today, dog?
Man, stop pressing this shit. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of y'all motherfuckers look at Son of Liberty all fucked up for, you know, for shit, but he pressed this issue. Mm-hmm. He presses the issue, man, on every situation that he believed that he's right, right in. Yeah. You know what I mean? We don't believe there's definitely racism going on. Yeah. We don't believe that shit going on. Yeah. Press the issue. Yeah. Keep pressing the issue. Yeah. We don't do that. Yeah. We don't do that. We look for a leader.
Somebody else to do it for us.
Yeah, for somebody else to do it for us. You know what I'm saying? But we all need to do it together. Because ain't no point in just one nigga doing it because they off them. They can try to off all of us. They didn't try it before. But now with all these fucking phones and these limelight and shit going on right here. Yeah. Nigga, start pressing
the issue. We can change the narrative, bro.
Start pressing the issue.
Oh, shit.
Start getting the white man syndrome and start moving like them. Start, because you got to have.
White man syndrome.
I mean, at some point, you got to learn from the enemy. You got to. Yeah. If that's what they are to you. Yeah. You know what I mean? You have to learn from them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, because they press the issue on every situation. That's why we got Karens and Kevins. They want to press the issue.
Karens and Kevins.
Yeah. Yes, bro. You can't fucking skateboard here, bitch. And stop it now. I'm calling the law. Yeah. They press the issue.
Yeah. He said, I don't want to take anything from you guys. Just want to keep my opportunity open. Is that wrong? No. Not wrong at all.
Not at all. I don't even take that as taking something from me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's you being you.
But I do understand that a lot of motherfuckers not able to do that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? To have conversations like this. Mm-mm. Because, like, just, I don't know, just not able to. Mm-mm. Don't know how to communicate. Mm-mm. There's a lot of people. That's black and white. Mm-hmm. Don't know how to communicate. We can have a difference of opinion and still, like, coexist.
And that's the whole point.
Niggas that, like, because I don't agree with you, I gotta kill you. Yeah. Like, goddamn.
No.
Right.
We can argue this point all the way until we go to sleep and we wake up and be this. Ain't nothing gotta change. We right. can argue some more about it.
Right, argue some more. On sight, every time I see.
But ain't shit gonna change. We still gonna drink this beer together.
Right.
That's you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, but motherfuckers can't do that. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? With that being said, that's one of our problems as a culture.
Yeah.
I mean, shit, as a race.
Yeah.
No, we supposed to be the strongest motherfucker. We the foundation of this motherfucker, but get the shit on. Every chance.
What was that? That was shit.
That was poop. You pooped for your shit. Shit on every chance we get, bro. So, it is what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? You know, all we can do is, like you said, get our 10%, bro. Ride with it.
Yeah. They say you and Bo always disagree. Y'all definitely boys. Yeah, that's because Bo is just like your ass. He just very strong opinions.
Yes,
nigga.
He presses his point.
You're right, he presses his point. He never veered from that motherfucker. Me neither. Yeah, but shit, that's just that. That's it. But that's how you learn, though. Mm-hmm. That's how you learn, because a lot of times you had different opinions and then you find out, like, damn, you know what? Motherfucker might be right. Yeah. It's just like reading books, though. You read books and shit. If you read 5 books on the same subject, you will change your mind about the subject 5 times. Because you're going to keep seeing different perspectives. So, yeah, it's that same way, dog. On that note, dog, I think it is. I don't know what to do about this shit, dog. I used to be optimistic, but now I'm starting to be like your ass. We ain't going to never overcome looking at this nigga. I hope that's not true, dog. Again, condolences to the family of, you know, dog that's, that passed away.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, rest in peace to dog. Hopefully the other two recuperate, you know, great. You know what I'm saying? But
it's fucked up we even had to have this conversation.
It's fucked up, yeah. I ain't having these conversations and shit, but I think it's necessary. All of these things have to be a learning situation too, though. So you got kids in their 20s or kids pre-20, growing up into this generation. These are conversations that you need to have with your kids, your nieces, nephews, all that stuff, because the lives that they live in and the lives that they throwing away is ones I don't know where they getting them bitches from. Like, I don't know if it's social media, I don't know if it's music, I don't know if it's your family life, but something's got to change, my nigga. Huh? Started home and shit up. Right.
And it started to be like question shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, you talk to each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Communicate, nigga. Like, it's communication, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I remember, I'll never forget, me and Bo was in the kitchen. Mm. And he was like, nigga, why are you always mad? Nigga, I ain't mad at all.
Yeah.
like, damn, dog, you just look like you fucking, like, bro, I am not mad, my nigga.
Yeah.
Fire up, fucking me. Like, fire up.
Say, why you mad?
Nigga, I ain't mad, nigga.
Yeah.
I might talk aggressive, you know what I'm saying, every now and again, but shit, I ain't mad.
Right.
Especially Q, you gotta talk aggressive. His ass get up and do something. So, nigga, shit.
Whatever, nigga.
I ain't definitely ain't mad.
No, you stupid.
You know, vacation, I'm happy as a bitch.
Right. Yeah, but that's true too, though, right? Conversations. I think those conversations are necessary. I think that at this point, if you got a teenager in your home right now, this is a conversation that you need to be having about what happened at this gas station. Because some people, they might be at an age where they think that shit was cool, that they thought that he did what he was supposed to do type shit. These are the conversations you need to have with your kids so that you know, which I know it's not going to be 100% possible, but you need to at least have an idea of who your child is.
Well,
yeah.
But if the parent is an idiot too, then what?
On that note, dog. On that note, we're going to get up out of here, dog. It's Wednesday, so don't forget, man. Pull up on my guys, Mr. Oh Yeah and DJ Cuts on the ones and twos. Down at Floods, Life for All Industry Connect, Wednesday night live, man. Pull up on the guys down at Floods. 6 p.m. until 2 a.m. tonight, dog. Shout out to my dogs. We up out of here, dog. We are off on Friday. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Angry Man might be here, so we might be able to pull it off. If not, we might show a rerun. Right. But till the next time, you already know what it is. The Livest Cloud Radio Show on the planet.
Earth, cuz.
Straight from the E-Block Radio, live on your dial right this moment, man. This is the Wake and Bake Show. Got my man Angry Man with us in spirit and shit.
Yeah, for sure.
My nigga Monk Money holding us down.
You already know.
And of course, man, it's your boy Q Lewis holding it down live from the 48205.
Red Zone.
You already know what it is, man. Peace out, y'all.
Wake your ass up. It's the Wake and Bake Show live on eblockradio.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you or your company are looking to jump into the podcast world, now is the time. The Plug Agency is here to connect you to the full power of podcasting. You just record and leave the rest to us. The people are listening and want to hear from you. Theplug-agency.com. That's theplug-agency.com. Click the link in the episode description for an exclusive offer.
This is Sarah Hubbard, host of You and Me Kid, a podcast about starting and raising a family on your own. We just launched season 2, and I'm speaking with single moms, those still considering, and experts in relevant fields to give you a real sense of what the day-to-day experience of solo parenting looks and feels like. Plus, this season, I've partnered with California Cryobank, the number one sperm bank in the U.S. So wherever you are in the process, this podcast provides some support, humor, and helpful information. Listen to You and Me Kid wherever you get your podcasts.